The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
Well, in a week where it looked like maybe, just maybe, we would break our good luck string of weather that we've had here in 2021, it looks like that is not the case. We do know some games have had some rain going on, but no cancellations, no delays to the best of my knowledge. The weather gods have cooperated, and everything seems to be on time for week 9 of the 2021 campaign. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, and of course, our head coach, Larry Wolf, is here. And Lee, I thought that the rain was going to go to the east. Thankfully, it mostly has, and we haven't been affected.
I received probably 10 texts, emails, phone calls saying, what are you guys going to do on the radio tonight if it's raining? I said, it's not going to rain. We're going to be fine. And I had two people tell me I was full of it, which, you know, probably is the truth.
You've heard that before.
they're not wrong.
They're not wrong. No. But in this case, they were, because, you know, and hey, I've said it on here several times. You know, I'm not going to sit there in doom and gloom over the weather, because my cup is always half full. And so until I see it come down, it ain't raining.
Well, you boys bother me because you probably talk about no-hitters and perfect games, too. I just leave the weather alone. Let it happen. Whatever happens, happens. I promise you, they've all got a contingency plan if it does go bad.
Well, and maybe we should have waited then until about 10:45
exactly
to say
right.
anything about the weather.
You jinxed us.
But it looks like, you know, most of these games, we've got a lot of games that are coming down to the wire here. And unfortunately, Lee, to me at least, unfortunately, some of the games that we had circled here as the biggest games in the area this week really haven't turned out to be good games at all.
Well, you know, and I would love to say I'm surprised, but you can't say you're surprised when you really don't know what's going to happen. You know, some of the games, you know, Marysville's got a good lead over Berlin. Is that surprising? I don't know. I mean, if it had been tight, would it have been surprising? No. You know, Coach Wolf said it several times. You know, he's talked to coaches, asked coaches about it. You know, do you know who you are yet? Do we know who you are yet? And that's a big thing. We're at week 9, and we're still trying to figure some of this out.
Well, I mean, we know certain things. We know that Marysville is an outstanding football team. We know that Upper Arlington is an outstanding football team. We know that New Albany is an outstanding football team. That doesn't mean they can't lose games. That doesn't mean they can't be in a tight, you know, in a Donnybrook, as Higgy over there would say. They're in Donnybrooks. I mean, there are some tight games out there. I know that right now New Albany is in a tight one. Well, that's not surprising.
No, and you brought up a good point. Anybody can get beat. We saw Pickerington Central get beat, and Pickerington Central, as crazy as it sounds, they're kind of under the radar.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Absolutely, we haven't talked about them in 4 weeks.
I know, which is downright scary.
Yep.
that we're looking at Pickerington Central as an under the radar team.
And I'm glad that you guys went here right now with this, because for years now on this show, Lee, we have talked about the quality of football in Central Ohio right now, how it is there, the quality is there. And it really hit me this week when the state polls came out on Tuesday, and I was looking at the state polls. In Division 7, you've got Newark Catholic sitting there at number 2, Bern Union sitting there at 6. In Division 6, you've got West Jeff sitting there inside of the top 5. In Division 4, Bloom Carroll, who is playing the game of the year maybe tonight for them, just rolling Taze Valley, number 2 in the state. In Division 4, Hartley, no surprise, but Hartley there at number 11 in Division 3. In Division 2, you've got Big Walnut sitting there at 4 with Taze Valley and Berlin just outside. Mm-hmm. And Lee, I sent you this text this week. There are 5 Central Ohio teams ranked in the top 10 of the state in Division 1. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say definitively, but in my time here, since 1992. There's no way it's happened. But it's what Coach Sola said at Olentangy. That's in the 7-8 years he's been here. How much Central High football has improved.
Well, when you listen to these coaches that came from Cleveland, that came from Cincinnati, and are now here, they're telling us that this is better. They're telling us that top to bottom, the OCC just has phenomenal coaches top to bottom. If you don't bring your A-game coaching, you're going to get beat.
Oh, and it goes to make sense, too, because of the migration to Central Ohio. You know, you know, Olentangy's now at 4 high schools. You know, there's going to be a 5th one there. I know Hilliard's looking possibly at some point soon to have a 4th high school. You know, the population is just growing. I mean, you look at, you know, what is it? Delaware County's one of the fastest growing counties
in the country.
Yeah. So
Chase Valley at one time was the fastest growing high school in the state.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it goes to reason that if you're going to have more kids, you're going to have more athletes.
Better quality. Yeah. And then the coaches migrate with them.
Exactly. You've got Coach Solis coming down here. You got Coach Norrie coming down here.
Well, it used to be you said, Moeller, Elder, Princeton, LaSalle, those are the places you wanted to be, or it was Eds or Euclid or those. Yeah. Now they're saying, hey, you know that Olentangy job is a pretty good job. Hey, that Worthington job or whatever that job is. People are looking at those jobs saying, those are great jobs now. And because you can be state ranked, you can be in a great league, you can coach against the best coaches, you can play against the best players right here in Central Ohio. Mm-hmm. And the OCC, I'm telling you, it's a fantastic league. Oh, by the way, the CCL is pretty good too.
Yeah.
The Licking County League's pretty good too. All these leagues are just fantastic. And the coaching and the kids, it's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that's why I got out of it. Mama didn't raise a dummy.
That just really struck me, though, this week when I saw that. And you see 5 teams, Marysville, Upper Arlington, mm-hmm. Pick Central, New Albany, and Pick North, all sitting there in that Division I state poll. We've had champions, obviously, from Central Ohio and all the divisions with Pick Central here, the run that they've had recently, and, of course, Upper Arlington back in 2000. But we've seen the Hartleys. We've seen the DeSales there. We've seen the Newark Catholics, Bloom Carrolls. We've seen those teams go and make those strong runs in the playoffs. But now you're getting it. You didn't always have that in Division I, and now you've got that.
Well, it was one of those deals where I remember when Upper Arlington won it in 2000, and every coach, I really believe, in Division I in Central Ohio, it was basically the proverbial monkey off the back.
Yep.
Okay, we can do it. And then you've got Brian White at Davidson wins 2 state titles.
And had no business winning those titles in terms of just sheer talent. It took talent and coaching. Mm-hmm. And some incredible calls by Brian White. I mean, to go for 2.
Incredible. That's gutsy.
Well,
ballsy,
you know,
yeah.
Listen, he knew that he had a great team. He knew that he had a chance to win a title. Why put it into double overtime or triple overtime? Let's win it right now. And he did.
And now you got, you know, Pickerington Central with a couple titles. Yep. So, yeah, you know, I mean.
And a runner-up.
But it was just one of those things where it finally happened, and so they believed it could happen.
Once the ice broke.
Yes.
Boys, now I'm telling you what. We're looking at these guys, and we're thinking Central Ohio can have several state titles in different levels.
It's funny, cause
funny how that works.
Well, it's funny because I was talking at the beginning of the year with someone, and he said, "How many state titles? Who's state title contenders in Central Ohio?" And you know, you could almost go through every division and say, "There's a shot
at every division."
There's a shot.
Yeah, is Bloom Carroll? You'd serious? Bloom Carroll could win a state title.
Bloom, hey, with what they're doing tonight to Taze Valley.
Somebody going to count Hartley out after what they're doing tonight to Akron St. Vincent's? Are you serious?
Well, since we're talking about that, let's go ahead and run through some of these scores that we have right now. We did just get our first final tonight. Bern Union has knocked off Grove City Christian 67-7. Let's go through some of these scores real quick, though, of these games that are the big games in the area. You talked about Hartley there, Larry. They're beating St. Vincent St. Mary's 42-7. Now, I don't think anybody's shocked if Hartley wins this game, which they're going to do. But 42-7?
Put it in perspective. Who did Akron St. V's beat? Akron St. V's beat Ursuline. Ursuline beat Hartley And Hartley's murdering.
And hold on.
No. They didn't beat Ursula.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They whipped them.
49-14 they beat Ursula.
Right. So 13, the football math doesn't work. But some teams get better throughout the year. And Hartley's one of those teams.
Well, but from years of talking to Coach Birchfield, this is what he wants. Mm-hmm. You know, we've said it a million times. He said, I could put together a 10-0 season. He goes, that's not what we want to do. We want to get better throughout the season. And get to that 15th game, and now it's 16th game. But I mean, it is amazing what they're doing tonight.
And the Hartley defense is the story in this one. Even though they have 42 points, the defense hasn't given up a point all night. Hartley scored their first touchdown. St. V returned the ensuing kickoff, 99 yards for a touchdown. And that's the only points that St. Mary's has.
Yeah, well, I knew something must have been up because I was walking the dogs tonight past Coach Birchfield's parents' house, and the Hartley flag was out straight, and there was no wind. And I thought, okay, something's up tonight.
Well, and you know, the Hartley defense you were talking about, I think they had 3 interceptions, and I won for a pick 6. So they're doing it across the board. They're not just doing it with offense. They're doing it across the board. But we've got a ton of scores. You got to keep giving some scores,
you know,
here, big boy.
And you got to think Watterson's got to be happy to see that score.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Coming up next week. Bloom Carroll. Again, you want to talk about defense, Larry? I didn't realize how good this Bloom Carroll defense was. They've only given up 64 points coming into tonight. Well, it's still 64 points because they are shutting out Taze Valley, just dominating them 49-0.
And those are two undefeated teams going at it. The little guys, Bloom Carroll, are beating the big guys, Taze Valley, 49-0. And this is I've been on Bloom Carroll all year because I said, you know, listen, they've got a great sports program down there, and it's a well-kept secret. They just go about their business and win championships. They win them in baseball. They win them in football. They are a good
softball.
Yep. Softball,
yeah. They are a good sports program.
Well, it's hard to believe that, you know, they won that opener over Highland 49-17. That's the most points they've allowed all year.
Guys, I just got to talk about this because this just came across. Davidson is playing Liberty tonight. Davidson kicked a field goal on their first drive of the second half to take a 17-0 lead. Liberty has scored 20 unanswered. Liberty has taken a lead 20-17 in that one.
Not necessarily a surprise. It's just two teams that are going at it with hard heads. I mean, neither team will give up. Don't count Davidson out. Don-don't count Liberty out. They're both just top-notch programs.
Well, the little bit I watched, I was a little bit surprised. You know, it looked like the Davidson of the teams of, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, they've
got some dudes in the backfield now. They've got a two-headed monster back there.
I sat there and watched a couple drives, and I thought Liberty's got to tackle better if they want to hang in this game. And obviously, they turned it around a little bit.
Well, it's 2017, but it's not over yet.
Not over yet. And Steve Hale, you never count that guy out. No. What a coach he is. Pickerington Central, we talked a little bit about them. They've got a 34-8 lead over Lancaster. DeSales with an interesting one tonight. They're hosting St. Francis out of Hamburg, New York. Avery Garlock has 3 touchdowns for the Stallions as they lead 28-6. And I believe in that one, if I'm not mistaken, St. Francis scored first, so 28 answered from DeSales there. Upper Arlington, 42-6. They lead Dublin Kaufman. This team just continues to roll.
Yeah, I just got a final, 42-13.
42-13,
that is final. It's a final. And, yeah, I mean, Upper Arlington. I mean, what a story. What a story for the Golden Bears.
Been a fantastic year, and we've said it for how many weeks in a row? What would have happened if they had lost that opener?
Yeah.
I mean, they came back from 21 down in the fourth quarter to win it 41-40 or 42-41.
Yeah. Well, I guess one thing we do know, we're going to hear from Coach Buttermore tonight. I mean, there's not a football coach out there superstitious, but he knows he needs to call after a win.
Absolutely. He's been calling every week.
We didn't talk to him last week, though, so it didn't look like it affected him, but... guys, Eastmore has beaten Walnut Ridge tonight, 53-0, the final in that one. So congratulations going out to Eastmore there. I'm also seeing that Marysville has beaten Berlin tonight by a score of 34-6. Upper Arlington, Marysville, Pickerington Central, right there. We've already talked about Division One, and I think those are the three teams right there.
Don't forget Pick North.
Defense is the name of the game there with all those teams. Talk about the offense is all you want, but the defense is where they're showing it even tonight.
Well, but, I mean, with Marysville, you know, they're not gonna score a whole lot of points, generally speaking.
They're just gonna keep the ball away from you for a week.
Yeah,
you're never gonna see the football.
But that defense is lights out.
Yep.
It is. Wow. I mean, and you know, with them being in Region 2, you know, they get to avoid a lot of those Central Ohio teams.
You didn't mention Pickerington North in that group.
Well, I'm about to.
And North beat Central.
You realize Marysville's only allowed more than 10 points one time this year?
Yes. Their defense.
That's playing defense.
Their defense. I think it was given up heading into last week, at least. I think it was given up like 5.5 points a game.
So obviously, defense isn't what you put around the yard. Is that what you're telling me?
How about this for scary? Gabe Powers returned a punt for a touchdown tonight.
You know, that's almost insult to injury.
You ain't kidding.
You know, and you know. But you know,
now, Gabe Powers is 225 pounds and he's returning punts.
While we're talking about this, though, I'm not so sure how much they've used him on offense this year.
Last week,
I don't think they've needed to.
Nope.
In the playoffs, if they unleash him on both sides of the ball, that's going to be really scary.
Well, I think it was last week he had about 100 yards rushing. That was a good one of the tops. But, you know, I sat there and said, you know, their offense, heck, you know, coming into tonight, they scored 83 points last two games. You know, I mean, but that defense is just so impressive that it makes you it makes that offense almost an afterthought.
They get so many more possessions because of their defense. Mm-hmm. Their defense won't let you stay on the field. You better strike quick against them because they're not going to let you stay on the field.
And most of the year, their key to success has been hold you and wear you down, and then they score late. But that was not the case tonight.
Yep.
They jumped out to a 21-0 lead fast on Berlin. So if there's another level to that game, look out.
Oh my.
Yeah, because every coach wants to take it to that next level in the playoffs. Well, that'd be scary.
And
yeah.
You know that everybody in Central Ohio is thinking, well, just how good is Marysville? I mean, come on, they're not Pickerington Central. They're not the big dog.
They're not that name.
They're becoming that name. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they were tough last year, and they're really tough this year.
We are starting to get some finals here, but before we go to break, 2:05 left, New Albany just converted a fourth down and scored. They've cut the Pick North lead to 19-14, 2 minutes left. Pick North's going to need a first down to ice this one.
Absolutely. Here we go. And by the way, New Albany has a great defense as well.
Yes, they do, for sure.
But this is the one thing we needed to see from New Albany, quite honestly. Yep. You know, because, you know, when we talked to Coach Kidwell about it, they haven't played, you know, the toughest schedule. They played a schedule that's in front of them, and they've destroyed who they've played.
That's right.
I mean, there hasn't been a close game, but they've only played one team this year entering tonight with a winning record, and Pickerington Central is the second one. Or Pickerington North, excuse me, second one.
Well, and you know what? They're not going to lose tonight because they didn't play a tough schedule. They're going to lose tonight because Pickerington North tonight was a little better than they were. If they lose, that's why. It has nothing to do with their schedule. It has to do with tonight, Pick North was a little better.
But let's not forget, Pickerington North won the regular season last year.
I know.
And then New Albany
beat them
in the playoffs. And neither one of them were close games.
Now, there you go.
Going to be exciting to see how that one finishes up, guys. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the evening because we are getting a lot of finals now coming in. So what we'll do when we come back, we will run through all those finals that we have so far and also update you on some of the games as they head towards the finish line. It's the AM820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Abel Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Abel Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbelRoof.com.
Call Abel for the proof. 444.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When Pope John Paul II landed in Washington, D.C. and was greeted by then President Reagan, the president said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul II said, "Free, yes, but free for what? Free for what?" It seems today that we define freedom as the ability to do whatever you want. Of course, doing whatever we feel like doing in the moral realm doesn't necessarily lead to freedom, but often leads to vice. Vice. That's the perfect word for it. It's a destructive habit that grabs us kind of like a vice grip and doesn't let us go very easily. Don't believe me? Think of your favorite sin. Now try to stop. Genesis 4:7 says, "Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and become its master." You see, freedom isn't the ability to do whatever we want. It's the power to do what's right. And ultimately, true freedom is the power to love. That's the kind of freedom Jesus Christ modeled for us in his life and in his death. And it's the kind of freedom he's inviting us to live in today. I'm Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, man, is this exciting for sure. AM820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof. And we just got an update. New Albany has scored with 35 seconds left. They have taken a 20-19 lead over Pickerington North. Wow.
The Fighting Bubba Kidwells. I mean, are you kidding me? You knew they weren't going to go quietly into the night. That's not who they are. But this is too much drama. 35 seconds? Come on, Bubba. You can do better than that. I mean, at least score with 40. You know, give us a chance.
And that drive that they just did that in, they went from their own 19 to the 7. And remember, Pickerington North got the ball back with 2:05 left. So there couldn't have been that much time. They had to... They must have kept their timeouts, but that's just great clock management.
Timeouts,
wow.
Force a punt, take the ball down, and score with 30 seconds. Holy moly.
I don't know... That's that often you have an 8-0 team. And now, if nobody holds on to this, I don't know that there's too often that you have an 8-0 team that has a statement game. Because there were some doubters. I mean, yeah. they've rolled through their opponents. But it was like, you haven't played that big boy yet. Well, they did tonight. They played their, and their 35 seconds from knocking off the team that beat Pickerington Central.
And by the way, don't count Pick North out yet, because still ticks on the clock. And as long as there's time on the clock, you know they are special dudes too.
Okay, so you're in a game like this. You just go up. You know, how nerve-wracking is a game like this?
Well, the last 30 seconds are absolutely nerve-wracking, because you know the only thing that can happen now is bad. All the good stuff has already happened. You've got the lead, and there's 30 seconds to go, and you're trying to figure out how to keep something bad from happening. You know, What do you do? You tell your defensive backs they never beat you. If they beat you, you gotta hold them. You gotta interfere with them. You gotta tackle them. They can't get behind you no matter what. Well, then they start these laterals, hooking laterals, and funny things happen on the way to a loss. And the next thing you know, all they need is a field goal. And you know Pickerton North has a field goal kicker, so all they got to do is get in there, 45 yards, and they got a chance.
You bring up a good point though. If somebody gets behind you, you just drag them down because it's a 15-yard penalty. It's not a spot foul. Right.
You got to take them. They can't get behind you. And these are the little things that the good programs. You only have to coach that once or twice. You know, you put the kids in that situation, in a practice situation. All right, here's the deal. If he goes to get behind you, he cannot. No matter what you do to him, it's not a bad thing. He can't get behind you. And you bump him, you knock him down, you do what you have to do, and they can't get there. And it's 15 yards, and you live to play another day.
Well, it's not only 15 yards, but it rolls off about 10 seconds,
sure,
too, because you're not rewinding
time off the clock.
Sure. Yeah.
Time off the clock.
So, but, yeah, I bet do you miss those nights like that?
Absolutely not.
And, guys, that game just has gone final. Steve Blackledge tweeting, 20-19.
Wow.
New Albany comes from behind, and they knock off Pickerington North tonight, which that gives New Albany, obviously, at least a share of the Ohio division in the OCC, but probably you're going to say it's going to be outright.
Yeah, because the next week they play Westville Central. Central's, you know, going through a little bit of a tough year. They've turned to a freshman quarterback, too, which was what I was going to bring up. And I know we're trying to get through scores, but, you know, When you have a season going like Westville Central, and I mean, do you start thinking about next year and start trying to play some of the kids that can be important that next year?
It's not that you're thinking about next year. You're really thinking about what's best for your team right now, which is finishing out this season strong. So what's the best way to do that? Well, the best way to do that is make the kids that are out there playing right now have a little more competition on their plate. Maybe they'll finish next week a little bit better in practice, you know, because the last week of practice, it's easy to cash it in when you're losing. And
well, and with that, with Westerville Central, I'm not sure they have a choice right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't think they have a choice, but I just think that's where it is right now.
It's been one of those
them.
Years for them.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. We do have finals now. Let's go ahead and give those to you. We'll start in the OCC, like always, in the Buckeye Division. Pickerington Central improves to 8-1. They beat Lancaster tonight by a score of 34-8. Doesn't the weather outside? I think it should have rained and been a little more sloppy for this one.
Probably.
Even. This seems like a Pickerington Central Lancaster night. In the Capital Division, Westerville South shuts out Franklin Heights tonight, 65-0. In the OCC Cardinal, this one just went final. Hilliard Darby beats Thomas Worthington tonight, 41-14.
Go Darby.
In the Central, Upper Arlington, they're 9-0. They hammer Dublin Kaufman, 42-13. We just mentioned New Albany beats Pick North by a point. In the City League South, Eastmore beats Walnut Ridge, 53-0. In the Mid-State League, in the Ohio Division, Columbus Academy all over Bexley, 35-0. In the Buckeye Division, Amanda Clear Creek rolls. They beat Logan Elm, 32-7. Again, what an impressive performance from Bloom Carroll, 49-0. And Lee, they've been having great games all year, but you talk about an 8-0 team with a statement win. This might have been one for Bloom Carroll tonight.
Well, statement or eye-opening, I'd probably go hand-in-hand. But, you know, I don't think we had any doubts how good Bloom Carroll was, because I mean the run they had last year to a state semifinal, but you know, again, I'm not going to say I'm surprised, because I just don't think anything could surprise me with this high school season.
Well, I the only surprise here is it's 49-0. If it had been 35-14, maybe 35-17, yeah, but 49-0, that is an absolute shellacking, and I didn't see that coming from Taze Valley. I thought Bloom Carroll had a chance to do stuff like that, but I just thought it would be closer, just a little closer.
Guys, one of the games still going on, 43 seconds left. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's has scored a couple here, but Hartley still leads 34-21 in that one, so maybe a final here shortly from there. In the Cardinal of the Mid-State League, Burn Union, they're 8-0. They beat Grove City Christian 67-7 tonight. Worthington Christian, they knock off Rosecrans 51-20. In the Licking County League, Granville, improves to 8-0. They beat Licking Valley tonight 45-0. And Larry, just seeing that score, that's just really weird to see Licking Valley get beat 45-0.
Listen, Licking Valley is one of the great programs in Central Ohio, and they have one of the really great guys coaching that program.
Yes, they do.
It's a tough year for them. I mean, it's just a tough year, and he's had – Randy Boffman's probably had two of those in his 40 years.
I was going to say, he's had them, but not very often.
The thing is, you know, even there a few years ago when they were 4-6, one thing we know, they're going to bounce back.
Yep.
It's not going to be a 3-4 year process. They're going to be back.
They got beat this year with a bunch of young kids probably out there fighting like crazy for their lives. And boy, somebody's going to pay dearly for it next year.
Guys, I want to jump back to the OCC real quick here. We were talking about the tough year Westerville Central has been having. They do get their second win of the season tonight, though. They beat Westland by a score of 27-6. In the Cardinal of the Licking County League, maybe a little bit of an upset here, not sure, but Heath beats Newark Catholic 28-21. That's Newark Catholic's first loss of the year.
Yeah, I don't know that that is really... You know, I guess undefeated team, you know, but you got to think, Newark Catholic is a Division VII school. He's playing Division IV, but they have split, you know, their last eight meetings. So, yep. You know, it's a rivalry game.
And I think maybe because Newark Catholic has had such a good year, you got to remember, too, though, and this doesn't always matter, but it does sometimes. Newark Catholic is a Division VII school. Heath is a Division IV school. You're going to see that sometimes where it does play a factor just in size. And this one wasn't that close either. Newark Catholic recovered an onside kick late in this one and scored. They scored a touchdown, recovered the onside kick, all of this within the final 2 minutes, and tried another onside kick, but Heath recovered.
Heath and Newark Catholic, those kids live next door to each other. This is a rivalry game. They don't really care that Newark Catholic's 8-0. They're the Heath Bulldogs. They have a little pride about themselves, too. This is a game that they want to play in every year.
Now we're to the non-league games. Waterson, they shut out Centennial tonight, 51-0. Guys, it has just gone final up in Akron. Hartley beats St. Vincent St. Mary, 34-21, the final in that one. DeSales, 28-6 winners over St. Francis out of New York tonight. Here's another one of those games where it may surprise people a little bit, maybe not, but Licking Heights has beaten Harvest Prep tonight, 13-8. The Hornets with an interception in the end zone on the last play of the game to preserve this one. Again, it's just one of those games. Licking Heights is Division II, Harvest Prep's Division V, but should be Division VII. There's just a matter of numbers there.
Yep. Sheer numbers, but this won't take anything away from Harvest Prep's season. I mean, they're a good football team, and be wary.
And yeah, still very scary in those Division V playoffs. Yep. And then one more final that we've got. Centerburg beats Northmore tonight by a score of 14-12. We mentioned DeSales. They get a big win tonight, knocking off St. Francis out of New York, 28-6. Their head coach, Ryan Wiggins, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, go with your defense first here tonight. They give up the first score of the game, but then they throw the shutout after that, holding St. Francis to just 6 points. 72 yards for St. Francis rushing on 36 carries. That's playing some good defense, Coach.
Yes, it is. And the six was actually two field goals. And you know, I think sometimes a field goal is a victory for the defense. The second one, we had turned it over to them, and they came in and drilled, I think, a 48-yard field goal. So, but love the way we played defense. We were able to kind of bottle up and contain some real good athletes that they had in the backfield. Kind of shut down their vertical passing game, and they had a real good screen game that, you know, would kind of keep you on your heels a little bit. We played assignment football and ran to the ball, tackled well. It was good defensive performance.
Well, Coach, I guess the question that I have is, how does a game like this get scheduled? How do you find a team out of New York to play?
Well, the short version is that New York, they only play Catholic teams in their own state, so there's only three other teams to play. So they always travel, you know, and they're kind of a neighboring area there. So typically they go to Northeast Ohio. You've seen them play a lot of the Northeast Ohio teams in the past. But they were hungry to play, didn't get to play last year, and hungry to play football. We needed a game as, you know, we're always looking, and so we got a home game out of it. We had to have a senior night. It was good. It worked out well.
So do you guys have to go up there next year?
No, it's a one-year deal, but they're the kind of team that does a lot of travel, again, because they have to sign seven games per year, and many of them out of state. So a good resource to have. Great coach. I mean, he's been there 42 years, I believe, and runs a really good program.
Well, does Coach Wiggins, does he look like he's nearly dead? Because that'll be you in about 25 years. You know you're going to keep coaching until you're 800 years old.
That's what I told him. He didn't look 62. He said, I sure feel it.
He's only 62? He's a mere pup. Coach. He's a pup. He's not even old yet. Ryan, yep. You know, you've had the big win over Steubenville, the big win in your rivalry game against Watterson, and now this one. It seems like you're just starting to get your sea legs under you. Just in time for a playoff run here. Is that kind of the way you're seeing this now?
Well, you know, tomorrow will be a new day, but we've played well. We've fought all year. There's no question about that. But I've said last week and the week before, I think coming from behind in the fourth quarter is a sign of a good team. Tonight we executed really well. We had, you know, had a lot of new faces to start the year. They're just getting better and better, getting a little bit healthier as we go. We had some, you know, some injuries and things, which all teams do. But I like the way we're playing. But you know, as any coach would probably say, I've seen the ugly side, and it's pretty ugly. So we got to make sure that we stay on top of it here and keep getting better.
Ryan, Avery Garlock had a big game today for you guys. 3 rushing touchdowns from him. I know he's kind of done a little bit of everything for you guys. Went in for quarterback a couple weeks ago when Witt was down. Talk about what Avery has brought to the offense here the past couple weeks.
Well, I think Avery's, you know, he's a good athlete. He's a really good athlete. We know he's pretty good with the ball in his hands. And so he's done a little bit of everything. You know, he's played half running back, half quarterback. As things kind of take shape, you know, he still needs to be able to do both, obviously. Just, you know, he's a good young player who also continues to get better and better. He's got a really good skill set, as all those guys. We, you know, all those guys, one thing about losing a horse early on is it forced a lot of guys to step up. And wasn't one guy replacing one guy. It was 2-3 guys stepping up. And that's what's happened, and I think we have a chance to be better for it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. I believe this win probably locks up a playoff spot for you, but I know that doesn't matter because big rivalry game this week with St. Charles.
Yep, keep plugging away.
He's the head coach of St. Francis de Sales, Ryan Wiggins, his team with a 28-6 win over St. Francis. A big win for them, and he mentioned Jonathan Thompson out. He probably will be back next week.
Yeah, and when they were 1-3, we were looking at their schedule saying, you know, they might have a tough sled to get into the playoffs. Well, since then they've won 4 out of 5. So, I mean, that talk's over. And they're doing, you know, what we talked about earlier, what you need to do. You need to be playing your best football weeks 8, 9, and 10.
Well, they lost to some really good teams early on, and they lost without their big, you know, everybody says their horse. Okay, well, he is a horse. And he's a good football player, and he's not a one-man team. But it takes 2 or 3 guys, as Ryan just said, to replace him because he did so many things for them. Now if they get him back and they've got all these young kids that have stepped up and filled in, now they've got depth they didn't know they had. And now if you get that sprained ankle or something happens down the road, you can replace him.
Well, not only that, but he's going to have fresh legs. He's going to be closer to 100%
than anybody else.
On either team, probably.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, you know, we've talked about it several times. You just don't count out those CCL schools. You just don't.
They're not smart enough to know they're not good. They just keep coming at you because they're just trained that way.
Guys, Hilliard Davidson walks it off with a 26-yard field goal. They beat Olentangy Liberty 23-20 in a back and forth game. Larry, you said it wasn't over yet, and sure enough, it wasn't until now.
Well, it's Davidson. Is anybody going to count Davidson? No, don't do it. Just if you have that inkling that Davidson probably should lose, hang on until the final ticks go off the clock because they're not going to give in. They're just not trained that way.
Pickerington Central improved to 8-1 tonight with a 34-8 win over Lancaster. Their head coach Jay Sherritt joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, we've talked a lot here tonight about defense and the best teams in the area. We're seeing their defense come up big tonight. Yours did too, holding Lancaster to just 8 points. Talk a little bit about the D.
Well, we've been the second half of the season, we've been playing stout defense, and yeah, we've got a couple shutouts, but if a team does get a touchdown against us, they've earned it. Lancaster earned that one tonight against us. And it's just weird because as soon as that game was over, you switch gears and you start thinking about Reynoldsburg. And both of us are undefeated in the Buckeye division, so we'll figure that out next week.
Well, Coach, how strange was it to look over and not see Rob Carpenter on that other sideline?
It was strange. I mean, Rob and I usually meet at the 50-yard line. We talk about stuff, and the way he got those Lancaster teams to play over the years, with the energy and the passion, the loyalty they had to that program, and I know Coach Kudo was pushing it that same direction. And I'm glad that game's over. That was a physical good ball game, and now we got to heal up and get ready for next week.
You know, Jay, you've kind of been off of our radar here for about the last 4 weeks or so. You're just one of those teams that we haven't talked a whole lot about because the expectations for Pickerington Central are always the same. You're going to be playing late into November. That's the expectation. That is your expectation. That's your kids' expectation. And so when you lost to North earlier this year, as disappointing as that might have been, the expectation remains the same. Nothing has changed. Your goals are the same. How do you keep this going? Now you've got Buddy White coming in next week, and you know they're a very talented team. And then you've got that 5 or 6 week that you're planning on. So your season's about half over as far as your planning is going.
I don't know about that, but you're right. We're doing the increments. You got your first season, your non-league, and now you got the second season. With your five OCC division games, and then hopefully we prepare and have a good game next week. And then you got that third season. And what's weird about the third season is it can be over in a week, or you can push it as far as you can. And I think once you get to this point in the season where, our guys are used to playing later in the season, and sometimes when you get to week 9, 10, 11, guys start to lose their focus a little bit. But, fortunately, we've got a bunch of seniors who have played a lot of games, and they're just starting to get sharpened up and get a little hop in their step, and then we'll do it for another week and see what happens.
Well, Coach, who played well for you tonight? We've talked a little bit about next week. We talked about playoffs. We've talked about a lot of things. We haven't talked about who played well tonight.
Well, I think we came out fast and ran on the ball. We got a quick defensive score. Tyler Gilson picked up a fumble and ran it in, and then we blocked the punt a little bit later that set us the touchdown. And we got to a 28-0 at halftime, and then just kind of stalled out, went back and forth there until we finished out the game. But I think it was just a combination of offense, defense, special teams, and if you want to go where we've been before, you got to have all three of those facets, and when we're working that direction, we'll definitely need it next week against Rollinsford.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Lancaster, and like you said, another big one, another longtime rival next week with Reynoldsburg. Good luck, Coach.
All right, take care, guys.
He's the head coach of Pickerington Central, Jay Sherritt. His team, 34-8, they beat Lancaster and Lee. They've only given up this year more than 10 points twice. One of them was 13, the field goal, the loss to Pick North in overtime. The other was to Hilliard Bradley, who, by the way, lost to Olentangy Orange tonight. That just went final 29-27. We'll talk about that one a little bit more here in a second. But 21, other than that, everything's been single digits.
Yeah, and the thing that I noticed throughout that interview, he's already put tonight in the rearview mirror. How many times did he mention Reynoldsburg? At least three. And I mean, that's the focus he has. It's a focus his team has. And every year we hear him say, we've got a great group of seniors. I mean, they'll have the younger kids play, the standout kids, but a lot of those kids don't get a whole lot of chance until they are seniors.
They play freshman ball as freshmen. They play JVs as sophomores and sometimes juniors. And when they're seniors, it's their turn to play. And I'll be darned if I'm giving up my spot to some young kid. And they fight like crazy as seniors over there. And, he says, we're going to play Reynoldsburg next week. Reynoldsburg. Guys, the only thing he's going to talk about tonight's game is tomorrow during films with his kids to fix tonight for next week. He's already into next week. He just has to stall out tomorrow morning for a couple hours and show the kids the film. And then
he's on the bus, not even home. He's already forgotten about that one.
Yep. It's in the bag.
Guys, real quick, a couple finals that we got while we were talking to Coach Sherritt, though. Big Walnut, they remain undefeated. They knock off Dublin Scioto tonight. Maybe a little closer than some thought. 28-20, hard-fought win for Big Walnut tonight. Also in that OCC capital, Worthington Kilbourne gets a big win. They beat Westerville North 29-18. Dublin Jerome, a Hail Mary on the final play. They beat Olentangy 27-24. So we've had some exciting finishes here tonight. We mentioned Olentangy Orange. They beat Hilliard Bradley 29-27. Lyndon McKinley shuts out Whetstone tonight as well by a score of 8-0.
How odd that is, though. That one win could be
huge.
Enough to get
him in.
Orange in the playoffs.
I think it did. I think it will get him in the playoffs. I'm not positive on that, but I think it will.
They're gonna need Bradley to win next week. But yeah, I mean, Orange is a 16 seed. You know, yeah. Wow.
And they're talented. They've lost how many games by a coin toss? I mean, it's been that
quite
close all year. They've lost quite a few one possession games. I don't want to play them as a one seed.
Guys, we're going to go ahead and take a real quick break here, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of Independence, Maurice Douglas. They get a big win tonight over Afrocentric. We'll hear all about how it happened coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. Why do I have to go to confession?
Whoa, when are you going to take all that garbage out?
I don't have to.
But...
I don't want to go tell the garbage man about this. He's not a fiery furnace to burn away all my garbage. He's just a man.
If we let the garbage of sin build up in our souls, life gets pretty disgusting. So it's good that Christ told his apostles, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." That way, Christ's forgiveness of sins won for us on Calvary comes to us even today through the successors of the apostles, Catholic priests. So when we go to confession, we gain the gift of humility by having to speak our sins aloud. Then we receive counsel, and finally, through the mercy of God, we hear the priest say the words that Christ has given him to speak in his name. "I absolve you from your sins. Go in peace." And that is pretty cool. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Ryan Baker, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. He's sitting across from me. And to my right is our head coach, Larry Wolf. It is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. Don't forget, guys, if you ever miss any of the scores, you can get them at AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also follow us Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. And, of course, don't forget the Friday Night Live page over at ThisWeekSports.com. They'll be having the recaps here very shortly, and then you can get something new every day of the week, the Super 7 poll, our panel predictions, which, Lee, I'm not so sure how good I'm doing this week. A few of these comebacks have kind of helped me here, but it was looking a little hairy there for a second for me.
All I know is I'm looking up at everyone in those standings, so hey.
You got off to a rough start. You've been doing better the past couple of weeks. So.
Okay.
You were like these teams. You just needed to figure out who you were. Now you know who you are. And
well, see, yeah, exactly. I know exactly who I am, but you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to get Coach Wolf in on this next year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I know absolutely nothing, so I have a chance of winning.
Exactly.
Guys, we've had some finals here in the City League tonight. In the City League North, Linden shuts out Whetstone 8-0. Also a shutout for Eastmore in the South Division. Big win for them, 53-0 over Walnut Ridge. And how about this, guys? Independence gets a 42-6 win over Afrocentric. Afrocentric was 6-1 and had been undefeated in the City League coming into this one. Independence head coach Maurice Douglas joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, wow, 42-6, you knocked off Afrocentric. Did you see something like this coming from your team tonight?
We haven't played as good of football as we'd like to over the course of the year, but, we feel like when we play well, we can do the type of thing that we did tonight.
Well, Coach, you guys have won two in a row now, and with the playoff expansion, I mean, you always play to win every game. I get that. But with the playoff expansion, you guys are right there on the edge of it. Extra motivation at this point?
Well, you know, the playoffs, it is extra motivation, but our biggest motivation was that we wanted to put a good, solid four quarters of football together. And, you know, all that other stuff will take care of itself if you play well on Friday night. You know, we did that.
Well, Coach, obviously 42-6, you obviously played well tonight. Who in particular played well for your team tonight?
You know what? The biggest thing is, you know, we run the football pretty well. We have, you know, a lot of good backs. But our offensive line was outstanding, and, you know, we talked all week that we would have to win the football game up front because Afrocentric has some dynamite athletes, and we just felt like if our offensive line played stellar that we have a better than average chance to win.
Well, stellar's better than what you did. I mean, that's better than stellar tonight, Coach. I mean, that's really, really good, 42-6 over an outstanding Afrocentric team. That's a great win.
Absolutely. You know, they made us proud tonight. You know, they fought hard. And again, we want to play four quarters of football, and they did. Those guys up front were incredible, absolutely, on the offensive line and the defensive line.
Well, now, Coach, you got Walnut Ridge next week. How do you keep this going?
Well, the big thing is we have to remember the lessons from, you know, the entire year. If you don't practice well, you don't play well. And we had a great week of practice this week. And, you know, the story will be told Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as to how well we'll do against Walnut Ridge Friday night.
Coach, you've had some tough losses this year. Played some good teams, DeSales, Davidson, a tough one to Marion Franklin late. You guys had a decent year last year. You had some momentum coming into this year. Where do you think you guys are right now here after this win tonight?
Well, we're kind of rounding back into our early season form because, you know, we started off with a pretty good win against Northland in week one. And then, you know, we played some pretty good competition. But there's been, you know, in this day and age, you know, getting an entire football team on the field on Friday night can be a challenge. And so, you know, tonight we had a lot of the, you know, we've been missing a lot of kids. That's not an excuse. We got to play with what we play with. But tonight we had the kids that we expect to play for an entire year. And, you know, they're pretty good when they're on the field.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the massive win tonight for you guys. 42-6 again over Afrocentric. And good luck next week as you wrap it up with Walnut Ridge.
Well, I appreciate you for having us. Thank you.
He's the head coach of Independence, Maurice Douglas. That was one that might have been the most eye-opening
That's
to me
shocker.
Tonight.
Yeah, the way Afrocentric's kind of handled the City South. I mean, I guess, you know, they had the tight win over Marion Franklin last week, and, you know, they had the tight win over South. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I saw this happen. But, you know, as Coach Douglas said, I mean, this is a team that was 2-5. They're 4-5. They win next week. They're probably going to find their way into the playoffs.
Well, and he's using the Buddy White philosophy. They played some teams that Independence historically wouldn't necessarily play. They played them tough, the Sales, and, you know, and these games, those games early pay dividends down the road. If they don't blow your team up, they pay dividends, because if you can play good teams close and play them tough, you know how to practice a little harder, you know how to play a little harder, and then when you get into a really good dogfight like tonight, it's a little bit easier than it should be. 42-6, that's eye-opening.
It's a big win for them, for sure. And, you know, we've talked a lot this year, too, about coaching. Coach Douglas is one of the really good ones in the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been there for a long time. He's done it. He knows what he's doing, for sure. Let's run through the scores, guys, here, as we're going to get hit to a break here just a little bit. Let's go ahead and run through those. We just did the City League for you, so let's go back to the OCC. We'll start off in the Buckeye Division. Reynoldsburg gets a big 52-14 win tonight over Central Crossing. Guys, I've got to confirm this, that Groveport beat Newark 40-21, but I've got to check that and make sure that that one is correct. Pick Central, 34-8 winners over Lancaster in the Capital Division. Big Walnut, they continue to roll. They beat Dublin Scioto 28-20. Another one, guys, I'm seeing Delaware has upset Canal Winchester tonight. But again, I've got to check that one and confirm it. But man, that would be a big win for Delaware and a huge bump in the road there for Canal if that was true. Westerville South 65-0. They beat Franklin Heights. And Worthington Kilbourne knocks off Westerville North 29-18. Guys, I just saw the play in the Dublin Jerome game that won it. It was a 34-yard touchdown pass from Zach T-shirt to David Adolph. Adolph had three touchdown catches in this game. It is Chris Olave-esque. This ball was thrown on, if we're looking down a football field, on the left edge of the end zone. And for him, he had guys on him to reach out. His body was at an angle over the out-of-bounds line to keep his feet in and catch that pass. It was a heck of a catch by Adolph. And Dublin Jerome beats Olentangy 27-14 in a game that was back and forth all night.
27-24.
27-24, excuse me. Hilliard Darby, 41-14 winners over Thomas Worthington. And Marysville beats Olentangy Berlin tonight. The score in that one was 34-6. In the OCC Central, Upper Arlington, they're 9-0 now. They beat Dublin Kaufman 42-13. Olentangy Orange gets their first win of the year, 29-27 over Hilliard Bradley. And Lee, I want to jump back on this one for a second because we talked about playoffs with Orange. In Region 3, I believe there's 18 teams, so only two teams will not make the playoffs in that one. Grove City is now the only winless team. Not sure how it'll work out computer points here with Westerville Central getting their second win of the season tonight, but Olentangy Orange, there's a good chance this win could have got them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you put them down there around 15 or 16 if they do get the playoffs. This is a talented team. I mean, they just haven't had anything go their way until tonight. They
hadn't figured out how to win until tonight.
And they're going to feel that. It's going to feel real, real good. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
And these games are always good. But next week they play Liberty. That's a rivalry game. This obviously isn't a Liberty team that we're used to. I mean, there's a good shot they could get number two next week, too.
Well, there is, but you know, Liberty's going to be playing for something, too. I mean, Liberty hasn't had a losing season since their first season in 2003. Now, even if they lose, they could put together a win streak in the playoffs, which wouldn't surprise any of us. But, you know, but you go back, you know, you've got an Orange team that lost twice in the playoff or in overtime, and another game by 3 points. You know, I mean, they are really on the cusp of a 4 and 5 year, and you turn a couple of those losses into wins. Just like you brought up earlier, where would Upper Arlington be had they not rallied? I mean, they'd still be a daggone good team.
Oh, sure they would.
But you know, where would they be? Where would Orange be if they had beaten Berlin in overtime rather than losing that game? Yeah, you just don't know.
Those rivalry games are huge, especially the neighborhood games. Orange versus Berlin. That's a neighborhood game. You have to win that game, or they lose it in overtime. Listen, Olentangy Liberty is going to beat Orange next week. You know why? Because they have something to play for, too. I said it. Now, guess what that just did? That just jinxed it. So probably Orange will win it.
You talk about putting him in the predictions. He already starts making
there
them
you
now.
Go. See, you said you opened up that can of worms. What can I tell you?
Hilliard Davidson gets a 26-yard field goal on the final play of the game. They beat Olentangy Liberty tonight, 23-20. New Albany gets that big come-from-behind 20-19 win over Pickerington North. Westerville Central, they get their second win of the year. They beat Westland 27-6. In the Mid-State League, Columbus Academy 35-3 over Bexley. Amanda Clear Creek 32-7. They beat Logan Elm 49-0. Bloom Carroll shuts out Taze Valley. Just hammered them tonight in a battle of unbeatens.
Yeah, and the way you've said it the same way every time, so I can tell you're a little bit surprised.
You know what? I'm not surprised. The 49-0, maybe. I was thinking this game was going to be like a 34-7, 34-10 type game. But, I mean, I get, and we had it up here in the studio and watched it. And it was just total domination.
Well, but when you have a team like Taze Valley comes in undefeated, and they've rolled through the conference games too. You know, you get down, you get, you know, what is it? Mike Tyson used to say, everybody's got a plan until they get punched that first time.
Right.
Well, they got punched and they did not respond at all. Bloom Carroll, that's a heck of a good team. Bern Union, they're 8-0. They beat Grove City Christian 67-7. Worthington Christian, they bounced back from that loss to Bern last week, beat Rosecrans 51-20. In the Licking County League, Granville shuts out Licking Valley 45-0. Zanesville gets by Watkins Memorial 40-27. Johnstown gets their first win of the year 49-13. They beat Lakewood. Larry, that's one of those ones. We're in week 9. Johnstown, first win of the year? That just doesn't seem right.
Well, and they beat a Lakewood team that doesn't have a win yet. So they were both 0-for. Somebody had to win. Good on them. I'm glad somebody won because they had to.
Heath beats Newark Catholic 28-21, handing the Green Wave their first loss of the year. Waterson shuts out Centennial 51-0. Hartley rolls 34-21. They beat Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's. DeSales beats St. Francis out of New York 28-6. Reedy shuts out Grandview 36-0. Evan O'Connell, 5 field goals in this game for Reedy. Don't see a high school kid kick 5 field goals very often. Licking Heights beats Harvest Prep 13-8, the final in that one. London shuts out Springfield Shawnee 39-0. Jonathan Alder, 14-10 winners over Tecumseh tonight. And Centerburg beats Northmore 14-12. 1 hour in the books, guys. Hour number 2 right around the corner as we take this quick 1-minute break on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Number 2 of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Ryan Baker, the guru Lee Cochran, and our head coach Larry Wolf all here with you. Week number 9 of the 2021 season. Guys, can you believe that we are just 1 week away from the end of the regular season and playoffs, 2 weeks away from playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Did he say playoffs?
I mean, it's kind of crazy that we're this far into the season already. It seems like just yesterday we were starting the season hoping that we were going to get this full season in without too many glitches. Thank goodness we have, but man, it has just flown by.
Been a fantastic year for high school football, especially in Central Ohio and especially in the OCC. Well, I shouldn't say especially. In the Catholic League, in the Licking County League, and in all these Central Ohio leagues. This has been a great year for a lot of great football teams. Well,
every year that Ryan and I have done this, we've always kind of said, who's that surprise team? And, you know, a few years ago, it was Franklin Heights. You know, we've had teams like that. You know, that's what's been, for me, one of the great things about this year. We've had several, and you don't want to call a Marysville a surprise because you expect them to be good, but they're bit so doggone good. New Albany, you don't want to call them a surprise, but
Big Walnut, they're running 9-0. Big Walnut, come on.
You know, it's the teams we pick out that were, 2-8 2 years ago, and now they're, 7-1. Yep. Marysville's been there, every year. New Albany's been there, and now they've just reached that next level.
I agree with you. You think of that Berlin. They didn't have the greatest night tonight, but where they have come in as a program in just this short time is pretty amazing. I'll throw Upper Arlington in there. We thought they were going to be good, but we didn't know they could be the best team in Central Ohio, maybe, and they could be there. Newark Catholic, they lost tonight, but they've never been 7-0 since you said you've been in town here, Lee. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. You think of all the great teams they've had, and for them to be 7-0 for the first time in how many years, there are some good stories out there.
Great stories out there this year. We're going to have some more great stories as the playoffs go on because some of these teams are going to make long and deep runs in the playoffs.
Well, and what it means, too, is we're going to have some fun playoff games.
Absolutely.
First round, but definitely starting in the second round.
Listen, some of those first round games, you think about the number of OCC teams that are 4-5 or 5-4. They're right there in that 50-50. Well, they're going to be an 8-seed, 9-seed, 10-seed. Who wants to play them? They've already demonstrated they can beat people. Listen, you got a Pickerton North team that's got two losses. That's going to drop them down to, I don't know, six or so. Who wants to play them? They're going to be a six or a seven. Are you serious? Who wants to play them?
For sure. Guys, before we get to Coach Johnson here, real quick, a couple of those scores that we were questioning. Groveport did beat Newark tonight. 47-21 was the final in that one. And Canal hung on. They did beat Delaware. I had seen the score. The scores flipped, excuse me, but it was 20-17, the final in favor of Canal.
It's a big win for the Indians.
They do beat Delaware tonight there in that OCC capital. Guys, we talked about Marysville and what a great year they're having. It continued tonight. They beat Olentangy Berlin 34-6 was the final in that one. Their head coach Brent Johnson joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, just a great performance from your team, another great defensive effort. But Gabe Powers returning a punt for a touchdown. That's just not fair, Coach.
Gabe had a really good game, and we use him and really every phase of the game, and we're going to use him and we'll continue to use him like that because we've got to.
Well, Coach, I guess what I'm looking at that a couple things stood out to me. You rush for more than 300 yards. You had three guys with that ran the ball pretty well, but your defense again. I mean, Your offense is putting up a lot of points, but I just keep going to the defense. I mean, Berlin, you allowed 157 yards, and you held them to minus 15 rushing. I mean, I that's just hard to see, and it just proves how good that defense is.
Yeah, our defense has played really, really well, played very consistent all year long. And, Berlin came in, and they were a scrappy bunch with being 6-1. We knew this was going to be we called it a heavyweight fight all week. And, our defense put us in a good position early in that game when we were really kind of struggling with field position and found a turnover for us and gave us a short field where we could poke one in and kind of take a lead. And, we have kind of really fed off of getting leads and then just kind of doing our thing, playing good defense, good ball control offense, and the kids are buying into it. So Berlin, they came in here and they played a good game. I thought defensively they really flew to the ball tonight, and our kids, it was messy for our kids at times, and our kids handled it, and our young O-line continues to grow up, and our defense, we continue to lean on them. They keep answering the bell for us.
Well, Coach Johnson, all year you guys have had a meticulous offense. You go about running the wing tee, you do what you do, and it just seems to be so efficient that you're able to put points on the board. Then you couple that with your defense, which is so stingy. Tonight was kind of a statement game, if it can be such a thing. I mean, you're 8-0 now. How can that be a statement game? But it was a statement game because tonight you exercise the demons of a possible upset. This Berlin team is a real competitive team, and you shut them down 34-6. That's you're no longer a secret. Like, the cat's out of the bag on you now. Everybody knows that Marysville's for real. If they didn't before, they do now.
Yeah, you know, Berlin, you know, they have the two quarterbacks, and that sophomore kid comes in and just makes a lot of happen, you know, watching them on tape. You know, last week against Jerome, that kid kept practice, and their defense, that Mike linebacker, 29, he just flies everywhere. We had to get a hat on him every play. And early in the game, we didn't do that. And, you know, we kept two in check, so it was a battle early. And then, you know, I think over the, you know, we pride ourselves in being physical. And I think, you know, at times that can get old to a kid. You know, just that kind of a boring game at times. You know what I mean? But we love it, and that's what we do, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, boring's not a bad way to win. Let's just put it that way. From an old coach that's got too many gray hairs, boring is good.
Yeah, and you know, we tell our kids, you know, 2 yards hopefully becomes 4 yards, and 4 yards become 8 yards, and our kids have stayed really patient with it. Our coaches have done a really good job, and Berlin's beat some good teams, and they're going to continue to beat good teams. And that was a good win for us, and that was a step in the right direction for our team. We've handled going to these bigger games, kind of kept our composure. And, you know, in games like that, you have ups and downs, and our kids can continue to hang in there and keep playing for 48 minutes.
Well, Coach, you have, you know, you're one of, you're the highest ranked Division I team from Central Ohio. Five of the 10 teams are Central Ohio teams. You know, the players see that. How do you keep that in perspective? What do you discuss with them about rankings? You know, being on, you know, hey, Marysville is this, and this. How do you keep them in perspective?
Well, you know, we talk each week about being 1-0 and playing our best game the next game. And our kids, we really hammer them on that. And they're buying into that. We're really open with them. I tell them, hey, I know you guys are looking. I know your guys are peeking at that thing. We've got to keep our nose on the task at hand. And we just got to be 1-0 each week. And if we do that, those things will take care of itself. And Coach Kersup at Mount Union, I mean, that taught us that is you take care of your league, and that will be there. And that's kind of our MO as we went through this season, and our kids have really, really kind of tuned into that.
Well, it's definitely working for you, Coach, because you guys are having a great year. Finish up strong next week against Olentangy, Coach.
That's the goal. We got to be 1-0 next week, and want to kind of take care of business next week, and then we'll worry about after.
He's the head coach of Marysville, Brent Johnson. 34-6, his team beats Berlin tonight. Guys, we talked about their defense with Coach. 8 games, they've given up 39 points. That's less than 5 points a game.
Even your math is good on that one. Easy to do.
You know, Grove City math right there.
but he had your shoes off. That doesn't count. He was counting his toes. That's not right.
But you know, you look at that minus 15 yards rushing. I mean, that Berlin team comes in 7-1.
Yep. Well, what that tells you at the high school level, it tells you that they got to the quarterback quite a few times and sacked him. You know what I mean? You can't stop a rushing attack if all they're doing is running the ball. But when they go back to pass, and Berlin's got some quarterbacks now, they can throw the football around the yard a little bit. That front four must have gotten after them. They must have really caused some havoc in the backfield, because I'm telling you, you hold them to minus yards, I don't care who you are. That's unbelievable.
But he also brought up what you said earlier, that with you know, you get somebody like Gabe Powers, that once it gets later in the season, you start putting him everywhere.
It's scary to think.
Yeah, you know, and he even said, he goes, we're going to ride him. Now's the time you do it.
Listen, he's 225 plus, okay? He's going to catch a punt, and you're going to make a business decision. You're a 157-pound, you know, wide receiver type going down there as a gunner, and you have to make a business decision. Do I really want to end my season here, Or do I do the best I can to trip him up and hope for the best? Because I'm telling you what, you don't want to see that big hoss coming downhill at you. That's for sure.
You really don't. You want to hit him as low as possible because he's got some legs on him too.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, you hit him in the thighs, you're bouncing.
Guys, that was one of the big games on the schedule. Another one this week was Bloom Carroll taking on Taze Valley, and it was all Bulldogs tonight as they beat the Vikings 49-0. Bloom Carroll head coach Wade Bartholomew joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And Coach, before we start talking about the game, last time I mistakenly called you Chad, thinking of my buddy. What do you want me to call you this week? Ed, Dan, what do you want?
Hey, honestly, I really don't care. I have the biggest smile on my face right now. You can call me whatever you want.
Billy Bob.
Coach, I'm sure you do, and part of that smile is because of your running backs tonight. I mean, it was a whole total team domination for you guys, but Chase Plants and Dylan Armitrout both had at least two touchdowns that I saw tonight watching the game on the computer. How good were those two for you this evening?
Oh, they were awesome. You know, when anytime you play at Taze Valley, you know you're going to play physical football. To have two running backs that decided to run downhill and outrun people was an awesome thing to see. I mean, both of them are younger guys. They didn't play a whole lot of running back last year because we had an old state running back in the backfield, but to be able to play in a big game and then have big moments was awesome for us.
Well, Ryan and I volley this around, so I'm going to hit it right back and say, nothing? Shutout? I mean, is that kind of surprising to you for a Taze Valley team to shut them out?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I think you take an 8-0 team and you don't give up any points, especially a Taze Valley team who's, I think, averaging over 30 points, you're going to be shocked. But our defense has been unbelievable all year long. When you look at our schedule, it shows that, you know, we've given up some points, but realistically our starters are giving up 17 points all year. When they're in the game, and then we get them out pretty early and let some of our young kids go, and that's kind of where those points score. So shutouts are not something that our scores show, but we know that our kids play at a shutout level every Friday.
Now, Coach, hold on a second. You said your team has given up some points. You've given up 64 all year. Where are these points you're talking about?
They're unfortunately, I mean, not to say it, but they're coming when we're in the second half against teams, and our JV and our freshman kids are out there playing.
Yeah, but Coach, you know that pays dividends down the road because those kids are going to be your starters next year, and they've already got varsity game experience, and they're not real happy about giving up points, are they?
No, they are not. They are not. They come in on Saturday mornings or Mondays and watch film just like everybody else does, and they, you know, they learn and live from it, and you're right. That's exactly how you build a program to be sustainable and not just have an up year and then a down year. You get those kids in the game when you can, and they learn and live from their mistakes.
Well, you see, Coach, a lot of people build teams, but some people build programs. When you build programs, those young kids have to play, and they have to play in meaningful minutes because down the road, and you're looking down the road, you've got some games coming up here. You're hoping it's a long stretch in November. Some of those kids are going to have to come in and make some plays for you.
100%. You know, we talk a lot about that all week long. I mean, we split our teams, and we're a Division IV program that splits our kids in half and splits our staff in half. And so our young kids get coached by varsity kids every day. And we know for a fact that we're gonna have to bank on some sophomore bell make a big play and a big moment down the road. And that kid's got to know that we are going to get him in when we get an opportunity, and he's got to play.
Well, Coach, you're 9-0, and you know, Everyone says we want to play our best ball later in the season. Tonight was a good game. Are you at the point you expected to be right now?
Yeah, we are, honestly. And I know not many of the coaches want to say that, but I'm really proud of our kids. I mean, we ramped it up for this week and got a little bit more intense in practice, and they handled every second of it. The atmosphere around here was awesome. Big moment, you know, atmosphere. Our kids handled it like it was, you know, normal Saturday afternoon for them, and I thought that was big. That's where we wanted our kids to be. The big moments, they weren't going to panic. They weren't going to get overhyped. They weren't going to get, you know, itchy and do something they weren't supposed to. They just played solid, fundamental football, and you know, being in an 8-0 game in a big-time atmosphere, that to ask your kids to be able to do that and then execute it makes you feel really good.
Coach, before we let you go, I got to talk about this senior class that you've got. These guys now are 37-7 and 31-4 in the regular season. Just talk about these guys and what they have meant to you and this Bloom Carroll program.
Oh, they've been awesome for us. Actually, we had a senior parent meal tonight because technically it was our last home game. And I said to them, you know, 4 years ago, When these guys showed up as freshmen, they immediately impacted our program. We have seven kids that are going to earn 4-year varsity letter winners. 13 kids are going to earn 3-year varsity letter winners along with it. So it's an unbelievable class. They've done everything we've asked them to do. They bought into our culture. They bought into the way we practice. They just bought into the physicality of the game. They are truly the reason that we are where we are in our program and have an opportunity to do a bunch of big things here this year.
Well, and like you said, that's why you guys are where you're at, sitting at 9-0 here heading into Week 10. Coach, do us a favor. Enjoy this one tonight before you start looking to Hamilton Township next week.
Absolutely, fellas. Thanks for the okay to do that.
great job, Wade.
He's the head coach.
You have my permission.
He's the head coach of Bloom Carroll, Wade Bartholomew. 49-0, his team routes Taze Valley tonight.
Let me tell you what I heard in his voice. It's the same thing I heard from Jay Sherritt. Our practices are so much harder than our games. Mm. We're going to practice with so much intensity that Friday night is easy. And if you talk to any successful coach, that's the way their program is run. The practices Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are so, and I don't mean they're brutal like you're just beating each other. I'm talking about the mental stress, the attention to detail, all those little things that you just harp on. When you're 8-0 and you're playing another 8-0 team and you're in front of, you know, the whole town down there, Bloom Carroll's, you could have robbed the bank there tonight. There was nobody there. Even the security guards were at the game. Well, I mean, that's a huge thing.
The one thing he said was that they decided this week to increase the intensity in practice. Yep. They always practice hard. How do you increase the intensity of a practice in one particular week?
They know on Monday that this is the game of the year, period. No excuses. Every single thing is going to be scrutinized. From the time you got onto the practice field, every little detail is scrutinized. And they just get so used to it, by Friday night, they're just happy not to hear their coaches barking at them. They want to go play.
And I'm guessing, Larry, with a senior class like
you can
that,
do that,
you don't even have to do it. They already know.
They do it to the younger kids. The younger kids now see that, and they go, oh, baby, this is what the expectation is. And everybody knows.
When you have a senior class like that, you've almost got position coaches on the field.
Absolutely. In every drill.
Guys,
in every drill.
The last 4 years in Central Ohio, there's not a lot of teams that can say they've only lost 4 games in the regular season in 4 years.
No.
That was an impressive stat that jumped out to me.
Pickerington Central.
But, that's right. That's
but
right.
Who else?
That's right. Those are the blue bloods.
But who else?
That's exactly the point. The point is nobody else. It's just unbelievable.
And that defense of Bloom Carroll we talked about, they've only given up 64 points all year. This was a Taze Valley team that was averaging 37 points a game coming into this.
And you know, he did bring it up with Coach Wolf and saying that, you know, a lot of those points are given up by, you know, the JVs when they come in. And you know, You're not necessarily answering to coaches when you do that. You're answering to those starters
darn right
when you're doing
are.
That. And but that is a great way to build. You know, they're there and
ownership.
And they're seeing the scrutiny of their play on a Friday night. But and that's why that they can continue to win. You know, this senior class hasn't been seniors for 4 years.
Nope, that's right.
They were young and grew into this. They've got as you said. They're not building a team. They're building a program.
It's a whole different animal.
That is impressive for sure what Bloom Carroll did tonight over Taze Valley. Guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but we're going to continue this run of undefeated coaches coming up next when we talk to the head coach of Big Walnut, Rob Page, and the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore, both of them sitting at 9-0 after this week. We'll talk to them next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
A lot of people presume that organized religion is somehow shallow.
After all, organized religions try to define God, to put him in a box, so to speak. And wouldn't a supreme being be more vast and undefinable than that? So they end up being attracted to a spirituality that's more, well, vague. But if you think about it, Catholics claim that God is love. And if God is love, wouldn't he want to stoop down to our level so that we could know him? Wouldn't he make himself understandable and definable for our sakes? Wouldn't love choose to become as approachable as an infant or as plain as bread so that we could draw near to him, know him, and touch him? You see, we Catholics didn't put God in a box. God put himself there for our sakes. And love would do nothing less. And there's nothing more vast or more profound or more beautiful than that. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. Parents and guardians of middle school-aged boys are invited to join us at a Cardinal Chat information session. The Cardinal Chats are hosted by parents, faculty, and staff of St. Charles in convenient locations all over Central Ohio. Be sure to reserve your spot at a nearby chat today by visiting cardinalchats.scprep.org, or to learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org. That's stcharlesprep.org.
Having a lot of fun here on week number 9 of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Hard to believe next week is the final week of the regular season. AM820Scoreboard.com is our website, and you can go there to find all the scores in case you miss any of them. Also, follow us during the week on Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. And Lee, thisweeksports.com, there's something every day of the week. I know we've talked about it before, but go ahead and give us the rundown.
Yeah, you know, we've got our Player of the Week. We've got our Super 7 poll, which ought to be pretty exciting again this week. I mean, it's, you know, a little jostling around, you know, game previews, features on players. You know, it just... You know,
Player of the Week?
Yeah, Player of the Week. Predictions, which, you know, you can talk more about that than I can, obviously. But, yeah, that we get something up there every day of the week.
I'm not sure I'll be able to after this week. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about seeing my picks, but... We had a couple there that came back for me, so that's nice.
I just keep picking the undefeated teams. I'm jumping on that.
If they're undefeated, go ahead and go with them. And I believe a couple people, I think two, took Olentangy Orange this week. I pulled the trigger on them last week. I couldn't do it this week. I wish I would have now.
No guts, no glory.
There you go.
Guys, we've Lee, you're talking about undefeated teams here. We've had a little roll here of undefeated coaches. Let's go ahead and keep that going right now as we talk to the head coach of Big Walnut, Rob Page. His team sitting there at 9-0 after a 28-20 win over Dublin Scioto. Coach, congratulations on the win. I know it was a tough one tonight. Scioto has a pretty good passing offense for a high school team, something that you don't see every week. How difficult was that to get ready for that and defend them this week?
Well, they have two guys that can stretch in. They put them on each side of the field. Their quarterback he's a pretty accurate passer, and you know, and they marry that with RPOs and play actions. You know, they have a really nice scheme, so it's always a challenge. But you know, you just come out and you practice hard, and you hope to put together a game plan and make it tough and make them drive it and not let them get it over your head, and you know, you just kind of. It's got to be the approach.
Well, Coach, the approach must work pretty well because on that first possession, Dom Zalazar got a pick six. Kind of sets a tone for the game right then off the bat, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. You know, he jumped a hitch and made a couple guys miss and took it to the house, and you know, it definitely set the tone for us in the game. And then we all know in football, you know, the number one stat is turnovers, and we were able to win the turnover margin tonight, and I think that's a major reason why we're able to come away with the victory.
Well, you know, Coach Page, you guys are now 9-0, and there's always naysayers out there, people that want to nitpick this, nitpick that, and say, oh, they don't play this. Listen, it's so hard to win a single game, and you guys have put together 9, and you beat a big Dublin Scioto team tonight. Talk to me about the mental side of this now. You're going for game 10 next week. It's a perfect season. There aren't many of those out there. This is a big week for Big Walnut football.
Well, it's the most important game on our schedule because it's the only game on our schedule, number one. You mentioned, you know, winning is so tough in football. You know, it's a
one game.
It's a precious, yeah, it's a precious game. It's a precious opportunity to just play 10 games this season.
Yeah.
You know, so many teams get quarantined and so many teams have had to cancel and scramble around to find games. Like, I'm glad we haven't had to deal with that. We've been lucky. And just the fact that we get to play 10 games this year is a blessing, and it's even more a blessing for our community to have the opportunity to go 10-0.
Well, you have that opportunity right in front of you. Let's get it done.
Well, that's going to be the goal. We're going to come in tomorrow at 7 a.m. and put together a solid game plan and get ready to play a really physical Canal Winchester team. I think that their offensive line blocks the heck out of people, and you know they might be the most physical D-line in the league.
Well, Coach, you've got a very balanced offense. I mean, quarterback, it's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 19 touchdowns. We've talked to you before about Nate Seavers. Mm-hmm. That offensive line must have had a great game tonight because Nate goes for 234 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, our guys are really physical up front. I think they play with great technique. I mean, they wouldn't scare you getting off the bus, but they definitely will hit you, and they're gonna do it the way we coach it. And you know, we try to make sure we don't run into unblocked hitters. Our offensive line coach Paul Harden does a phenomenal job with them. You know, I think he's kind of one of the secret star success, his ability to get those guys to play hard and play right and communicate. And they're a fantastic group. O-lines are always the unsung heroes of the team. And they're definitely that for us, led by senior center Wyatt Lenz, and senior Aiden Hernandez. Both of those guys really do a hell of a job.
Well, Coach, it wasn't easy, but you got number 9 tonight. You knocked off a tough Scioto team. Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck next week going for number 10 when you take on Canal.
Appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on, guys.
He's the head coach of Big Walnut, Rob Page. 28-20, they beat Dublin Scioto tonight. And Larry, I know you're ready to go here, but it's pretty impressive what he's done in just 2 years there.
It's so hard, and I know this sounds like a cliche, it's so hard to win a single game in football. There are so many moving parts, so many crazy things, and then you add in the COVID and the this and the that can happen this year. For these guys to be undefeated, I don't care who or where you're playing, it is an accomplishment. It is a tremendous accomplishment. And his kids are going for game 10 next week against Canal Winchester team that pulled one out tonight. And it's going to be a tough battle next week. They get this thing done, but good for them.
I remember watching a Bill Cowher press conference, and he said, "You guys don't understand what the margin is between winning and losing." And he held up his fingers almost just barely a half inch apart. He goes, "It can come down to a play, two plays. It's not that play, that winning field goal at the end. There might have been something that happened earlier that caused a potential touchdown pass not to be, you know, somebody missed a block or something." He goes, "You just don't understand the margin between winning and losing is so thin."
Well, let's go back to a game that almost everybody that's listening to this knows about. When Ohio State won their first national title in the desert against the great Miami team, everybody says, "Well, they won it in overtime. It was a pass interference touchdown." They made a catch on the sidelines with about a minute 20 to go in the game that if it had been reviewed, if they had review like they have now, would have been a catch. The game never goes into overtime, and Ohio State had a chance to lose a national title. instead of win a national title. And it came down to basically one play that wasn't reviewable. The point is, in high school, we don't have that. It can always come down to one play. And when you have great teams going at it, it does often come down to one or two plays.
Let's keep the string of coaches that are undefeated on the season going here as we talk to Upper Arlington head coach Justin Buttermore. Upper Arlington with a 42-13 win over Dublin Kaufman tonight. And, Coach, we missed you last week. Welcome back.
Thanks. I got to be honest with you. It made me a little nervous since we didn't talk for the first time all year.
I know. I know how you guys, you coaches, can get so superstitious, but it obviously didn't matter. Your team continues to roll tonight. Man, another impressive performance from your guys.
Yeah, they played really hard again. It was kind of a slow start in terms of, you know, they had a long drive and then we got them off the field, and I think our offense maybe only had one possession in the first quarter, but really, really kind of played well in the second quarter. Offense put up 28 points, couple drives late in the half to kind of push that lead and give us a little breathing room.
Well, Coach, you know, we've talked a lot about the offensive balance, and it was apparent again tonight. You know, Simon Mon, 13 for 20, 181 yards, and three touchdowns. And then Carson Griesock, you know, 21 carries, 171 yards. And Ryan's math, can he can figure out that's over 8 yards a carry and a couple touchdowns. I mean, you say you started slow. You know, the 28-point second quarter aside, you guys picked it up quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought the offense executed well all night. And again, we've talked about it. You know, the biggest difference between last year and this year is our ability to be balanced. Last year, we were very one-dimensional, and you know, we were able to run the ball, but it didn't lead and turn into points. You know, we were only averaging, you know, a couple touchdowns a game because you need some explosive plays built in there. And so the biggest thing that we've done this year is we've been balanced and been able to get some of those explosive plays. And, you know, Carson's obviously still doing the same thing he did last year, but he's just got a lot more help around him.
Well, Coach Buttermore, you're going to finish your season here, your regular season, with two rivalry games back-to-back because you know coming down the pipe, Hilliard-Davidson, they're licking their chops. They're hoping to be the one guys that can knock you off. So, in essence, your playoffs have already started. I mean, you had a big game tonight with Kaufman. You got a big game again next week. And then, of course, the big run starts after that. You know, you have to win this game. This is a big game to keep this mojo going. How do you keep them going? How do you get to that game 10 and keep them going?
Well, I mean, I think our kids will be motivated. I don't think there'll be any shortage of motivation when they play Hilliard, just like when they play Dublin. You said it; those are rivalry games. The kids know each other. I think those have been big games for a long, long time. So I don't think it's going to be a motivational type thing. But we're going to have to play well. Davidson's very good. They've got, you know, two backs and an offensive line returning that are all really, really good. So they're going to be a tough team to get off the field, no doubt.
Coach, you mentioned the rivalry games there, and this a series with Kaufman where Upper Arlington had lost 8 in a row in the series coming into this one. Again, I know that a lot of those games were before you were here as the coach at Upper Arlington, but how big is something like that for your team and for your program?
Well, it's a big deal. Dublin Kaufman's a great program. They've been a great program for, you know, the last 20 years. So anytime you can beat Dublin Kaufman, especially at their place, it's a big win. So I was proud of the kids to kind of check that off the list, to do something nobody's done in 8 or 9 years. So, you know, I think it was a big win for us. I know there were a lot of people that were excited about it just because they hadn't beat Kaufman, you know, for a long, long time. So it was great for our players, great for our fans.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Another one. Keep it rolling here. Let's finish off this undefeated season, and let's talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
He's the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore. His team knocking off Dublin Kaufman tonight by a score of 42-13. They just keep impressing.
Well, and again, they're beating a Dublin Kaufman team that, okay, their record says they're not as good as they usually are. This is Dublin Kaufman. I don't care what their record says. They are a good, solid football team, and they're going to play another good, solid football team, a team that won in the last seconds tonight, Hilliard-Davidson team, and you know they're not going to quit. You know they're going to bring everything they've got. So it's going to be a great Titanic struggle next week.
Hey, we've got another undefeated coach on the line here, New Albany. Definitely wasn't easy for them tonight as they come from behind late and they get the win over Pickerington North, clinching at least a share of that league title, 20-19. Their head coach, Bubba Kidwell, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, wow, what a game tonight. How were you guys able to come away with this one late?
I'm still not even sure what happened. I think we'll have to go back and watch the film. The last, I don't know, 5-7 minutes were just a blur. But our kids, they hung in there and they kept playing and kept playing. I'm so happy, so proud of them. I don't even know what to say. They just kept playing and that's, that we had tons of adversity tonight. It's something we haven't had a lot of this year. And our kids handled it. And, we talked about, championship teams have to handle adversity, and we did that tonight.
Well, you bring up a good point there, Coach. I mean, were you, it sounds weird to say happy to have a game like this, but was it good to see your kids tested, very hard for the first time this year and pass that test?
Yeah, it was great. And such a big game, too, both teams ranked in the state and playing for a league title. And, that first half, we were down 10-0. And our kids, kind of looking them in the eyes in the locker room. And we told them, we said it's not going to be easy. This is, for league championship. And we knew Pick North would just, they wouldn't come in and just, roll over for us. I'm so proud of how our kids handled, the setback in the first half, and they kept going. And because of that, we're 9-0 right now.
Well, Bubba, a lot of people heard you say you don't even know what happened in the last few minutes. People don't understand when you're actually in the moment, you're looking through a keyhole. You don't see anything except that play. And then when that play's over, you don't see anything till the next play. And to try to remember how it happened and the sequence of events, they truly don't understand that as a coach, you really don't remember how it happened. You have to look at the film to see it. But when you take it down to the last seconds, Bubba, come on, that's a little strange. Just get it over with earlier next time, will you? I mean, you're going to end up old and gray like me.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah,
I was talking with the coaches and after the game, and we were trying to piece together what happened, and everybody said, no, this happened before that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it was one of those games that it was just crazy there at the end, and our kids just hung on and kept playing.
Well, that's why the police always say that the worst witnesses are the eyewitnesses, because you can't remember the sequence of events, and you just went through it, and people don't understand. That's the level of intensity that coaches have, and that's why you have a winning program that you have. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you, Larry.
Coach, I was talking to someone this week that's pretty close to your program, and he told me, he said this is the best New Albany team he's ever seen, and a lot of people think this is the best New Albany team, at least since the Darren Lee teams. What do you think about this team right now? Are you happy with where you guys are at?
Well, I don't know about happy where we're at, but we've had so many good teams and so many great head coaches, starting with Mike Golden, Mark Mueller, Pat Samanich, so many great head coaches that have been very successful here. And when I got the job, I just wanted to keep things going. And, once again, like I've talked before, our staff, we have an amazing staff that prepares our kids and gets them to believe. I don't know if it's one of our best teams, but, I love the chemistry of this group. They love being around one another. We have to kick them out of the locker room at the end of the night after each practice. And they're in the locker room right now. They got the music on. There's probably about 40 of them in there dancing and having a good time. So we're probably going to let this one go for a little bit longer than normal.
I would say so for sure, Coach. Hopefully the heart rate is down and under control, Coach. And you guys enjoy this win, and hopefully you wrap up that league title next week against Westerville Central.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again for having me on.
He's the head coach of New Albany, Bubba Kidwell, his team with an exciting 20-19 win over Pick North, a good Pick North team tonight.
Bubba is one of the really quality guys in this business. I mean, I knew Bubba Kidwell when he was a 23-year-old kid. He started out at Hilliard Darby, and I was over at Darby at the time. And, Bubba was just a young kid, and he was like a sponge. He's just like a sponge. Anything you would say, he just soaked it in, and he remembered everything. And he's kind of trying to be humble there and say, well, you know, he's just trying to keep this program going. He's taking this program to a different level. This is a special team.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my first year here in the early 90s. I think New Albany played with a running clock. And this is before the running clock was installed. Yeah. It was just a halftime agreement. Let's get this over, you know. And you know, they had you know, we didn't even get into this with Coach, but you know, Brock Kidwell, 135 yards rushing, a touchdown, had a touchdown pass. Jaden Garnes, just get a couple kids' names, 143 yards and a touchdown.
Real quick on that, Jaden had the 52-yard touchdown run that kind of got the scoring going for New Albany and maybe gave him a little spark to come back.
Yeah, and you know, that's one thing that I think more than anything, I said it earlier, but this is what has me excited about this season, is to see that we've got all these undefeated teams. Yeah. We're going to be going into the playoffs with all these undefeated teams. I'm just, you know, Ryan said, it's so sad that the regular season is almost over, and I get that. Man, we're one step closer to the playoffs, and the playoffs are going to be fun.
For sure. Another game tonight that came down to the wire. In fact, the last play it came down to was Dublin Jerome beating Olentangy 27-24. Their head coach Brett Glass joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, 34-yard touchdown pass from your quarterback, Zach T-shirt, to David Adolph. It was a heck of a catch by David seeing the replay. What's going through your head there? How do you feel those final minutes of that one?
Yeah, well, before the last play, I looked at Zach, and he came over to the sideline, and I said, you know, called the play and called Hail Mary, because that's what it was. And I said, this is why we practice it. He ran out there and threw it up, and you know, Dave's 6'5", and we got another kid 6'7" out there, and I thought we had a chance, and you know, you've seen the replay. Dave went up and made a spectacular catch, and you know, our team kind of rushed the field waiting on the call, and they put their hands up, and you know, pandemonium ensued.
What are you thinking as that ball's in the air? Anything?
I thought he might have thrown it out of bounds, to be honest with you. I thought he might have let it, you know, go a little too wide, but Dave went up and made a huge catch, and you know, I saw he got a clean release off the line, which is huge in those types of situations, so I knew we had a chance.
And Coach, that's a huge win for you guys under any circumstances, but coming off the two tough losses you had to Marysville and Berlin the last 2 weeks, how much more, how much bigger was that for you guys tonight?
Yeah, I told our kids this week, you know, I don't like saying must win, but this is, I said it was a must win for our program after last week being ahead at halftime and kind of giving one away with turnovers and some other stuff. And then, you know, honestly, tonight we were up at halftime and kind of just really couldn't get out of our own way there for the first, I guess, what, you know, 20 minutes of the second half. And then finally, some good things started happening. Our defense made a huge stop on fourth down, and we went, you know, 80 yards in about 30 seconds and scored and won. So it was just a huge, huge moment for our program and our kids.
Well, Coach Glass, a lot of people don't know the Cardinal division from the Capital, from the Ohio Cap. They don't understand the divisions. But in your division, there's, of course, you guys, Dublin Jerome, there's Hilliard Darby, there's Olentangy Berlin, there's Marysville. Those are four top-notch teams that can literally beat anybody on any given night, and you've got to run the gauntlet through all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Marysville has proven that, you know, so far they've been kind of a step ahead of everybody. They've got a really spectacular team, but everybody else is kind of right there. And there are no easy ones in this one. My dad had said this to me earlier in the year when he looked at our schedule. You know, coming from Jonathan Alder, where we had a couple every year, we knew we were kind of penciling in W's there. There are none of those on our schedule here. And that's fun for our kids, and it's fun for our program. And just the level of play and the level of coaching in this league, it's going to be a battle each and every week.
Well, if you wanted to get old early, this is the way to do it, I can tell you.
Yeah. I told the kids that I might have traded 5 years off my life, but it was a good trade tonight.
Absolutely.
So.
Coach, you talked about maybe a must-win tonight for you guys. Puts you in a very good spot now for getting a home playoff game. Obviously, you could definitely wrap that up and gain some major points next week against Hilliard Darby. And Darby, obviously, in the league, a rival. How big is that one next week to wrap up the regular season?
It's a huge game for our program. And, you know, I know John really well, and he does things the right way over there at Darby. And
You know, it's always a tough game against them because of what they do on offense and just how detail oriented they are with everything. And, you know, they obviously got a great quarterback, in Horvath, and that kind of makes them go. But yeah, just extremely well coached, hard nosed team that we're going to have to be on our toes and be ready to go for.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the thrilling victory tonight. If somebody hasn't seen that yet, they need to check it out because it was a great catch by David on that sideline. Same thing, Coach, to you that we told Coach Kidwell. Hopefully the heart rate's down right now. You've calmed back down from that exciting win, and good luck next week wrapping up the regular season.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. It's going to be tough going to bed tonight, but feels a lot better than last week, that's for darn sure. So, thanks again.
He's the head coach of Dublin Jerome, Brett Glass. An exciting 27-24 win over Olentangy tonight. And I don't want to take anything away here from Dublin Jerome and the exciting win. Olentangy's had a couple losses like this year that you're like, oh, what? I thought we were going to win. What happened here?
Yeah, well, it was a few years ago when Olentangy was 5-5 going to playoffs and took Witten Woods into like three over.
It was a shootout.
Yeah, you know. And so, you know, and we've said it all along, you know, you really can't count out any of those Olentangy schools. They you know, Liberty and Olentangy look like that, you know, they're just having, you know, so-so years, but, you know, they tend to turn it up in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, Dublin Jerome, they're playing in a fierce conference. I mean, that division, it's got the one blue blood right now. Marysville has proven themselves to be the blue blood, but they've got three or four just hard hat teams in that division. There's not an easy week off. You just have to bring it every week or you can get beat, and it's going to be a Donnybrook next week.
Yeah, and you don't know, I mean, obviously that helps your team get stronger, but it's also beating you up as you're heading into the playoffs.
And I tell you, you do take years off of your life with wins like this, which is better than taking years off your life with a loss like this.
That's going to be a big one for your Panthers next week.
Yeah.
Darby, Jerome, that's a scene. That just seems like a hard-hitting football game, doesn't it?
I'm guessing it's going to be utterly boring. It'll be nothing to nothing, and nothing will happen. And you know, it's going to be a rock'em sock'em night for both teams.
Should be a fun one for sure.
As long as you're not coaching it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bishop Hartley got a huge win on the road tonight as they handled Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's pretty easily. The final score was 34-21, but it was 34-7 there for a while, and it was all Hawks. Their head coach, Brad Birchfield, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. Coach, what a great effort from your team on the road. You jumped on them early and kind of kept going after they returned that kickoff for a touchdown. How proud are you of your guys tonight to get that big win, dominating win on the road?
Oh, really proud of them. You know, 2 weeks ago they beat Ursuline, you know, pounded Ursuline, and obviously Ursuline had beaten us early in the season, so we felt like it was a pretty solid gauge to see if we've gotten better and at what rate we've gotten better. And so it was really gratifying to go on the road, beat a great St. Vincent St. Mary's team. You know, they're used to playing people like us, and it was nothing new for them, so I'm really proud of the effort.
Well, Coach, that's five in a row now after the 2-2 start. Are you pretty happy with where the team is now as you're heading into the playoffs?
Well, I think we're getting better, and if you look historically, I think this is kind of what Hartley looks like this time of year. Is you know, I think we've only lost a game after week four. You know, one time I had the statistic, it wasn't very often. So the team, you know, testimonially has gotten better since gone on. And obviously, we talked before, getting Dylan Newsom back right at that time makes a world of difference with the football team in every phase. But we still have a lot of areas to get better. You know, we didn't play great second half, and I think some of that was probably to be, you know, you're up 35-6 at halftime or 35-7, whatever it was. And so there's going to be a tendency to take the pedal off the gas. And, you know, they ran back kickoff, and they scored a couple late. So there's a lot of areas to get better, and that'll be exciting.
Now, Coach Birchfield, you know that Akron St. Vincent's not really that good. You just went on the road and beat up on a Sisters of the Sick Poor. Listen, you guys play a brutal schedule every doggone week, and it's about high time that you guys just start getting on a run like you normally do this time of year. This is your time of year. It's almost November. Put the gas pedal down and do what you do.
I like to think that it helps us in tournament play. You know, I have great respect for everybody, but I think if we were only playing local schedule, I don't know that we'd know what it'd feel like that these teams who are, you know, battling really good football teams statewide, what it feels like for them. So I do think it has benefits. You know, you cringe at playing these kind of teams because they're so good, so physical, and nobody really outside of that doesn't know as much about high school football. They'll look at somebody's record and say, oh, they lost a couple games. And then you look at who they're playing. It's just a different game.
Coach Trayvon Saunders, he had a big game tonight. He's been having big games all year. Nyel Johnson, he's someone that when you think of Hartley, you think of him. Even Richard Kinney, he had a big interception return for a touchdown tonight. But Deontay Hubbard really stood out tonight watching this one. 3 first-half touchdowns for him. A lot of people may not even know who Deontay is. Talk about his performance tonight.
Yeah, and he didn't practice a whole lot during the week either. He's a little bit banged up. I mean, he's fine. I mean, we have the bumps and bruises, and it's funny. I was listening to you guys talk about practicing, and I we're certainly not experts in that because we do not practice very hard. I mean, we practice long, but we don't. And at times, we don't practice very well because I don't know, even after 20 years of doing this, what the line is to keep people healthy and keep people sharp, and it's a difficult one. But he didn't practice much this week, and Nyel went out with a little ding early in the game. He's fine, but Deontay went right back in there and then carried the mail for us. But we made a big point at the end of the game to show this is what's been going on all year. It might be Richard's time or Trey's time or Nyel or Deontay. Sherrod had a huge game last week against St. Charles, and obviously Dylan has had a huge game against DeSale. So we have a lot of guys that are unselfish, and when it's their time to deliver, they have with the ball. That's for sure. And how can you forget our quarterback, Peyton Underwood? I mean, he's as fine a quarterback as we've ever had, and that's saying a lot.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over St. V. It's officially Waterson week, Coach. I know you love those CCL games, and I'm guessing you get back in the Super 7 next week, Coach.
Well, I don't know that matters, but I know Waterson. They were real, last time we played them. I know how excited they were to play us again. So it's going to take our very best effort to do it. We're excited for that.
Yeah, and Coach, since we're talking about things like that, you know, Ryan and I were two of the three guys that you really showed us that we were wrong in picking against you. We thought we had someone within the program who kind of gave us a little tip, and so Ryan and I both bet. I think we've learned our lesson.
Well, I don't know that I would have picked us either. I mean, we had a common opponent. One went one way, one went the other. So you just don't know, but you like where we're trending, that's for sure.
Coach, congratulations on the big win. Good luck next week against Waterson.
All right, thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield. 34-21, his team knocks off St. V. And, Lee, you told us last week that football math never adds up, and it sure didn't this week.
No, because you can drive yourself crazy because, you know, as Coach Wolf said several times and several coaches have said, it's not the football math, it's the football matchups.
Yeah, no kidding. And it is a matchup. And all they did tonight was they would just went out and made a statement in the first half, and they got on top, and they got a little mojo going. You know, that old Hartley, we can do this. These guys are really good. We have to play well. Well, guess what? Hartley's really good.
Yeah.
He ticked off 6 names. Bam, 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 bam. This guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. There are a lot of teams that don't have 6 names.
Mm-hmm.
Hartley's one of those teams that does. And I'm going to tell you what, it's almost November. It's just about Hartley time.
Well, those, you know, and I don't know that this is a coin flip game. You know, I think Coach Birchfield, you know, he said, you know, he didn't know if he would have picked him. But, you know, look at what Big Walnut did. Yep. A pick six on the first possession. And that's a pick six off of a very good quarterback in the air, one of the better quarterbacks in the area. You know, it's you know, in these games like this, you get that quick start. These are high school kids. And
if it goes the other way, the game could turn out completely opposite. That's how fragile. When we say it's hard to win a single game, that's what we mean.
Guys, we've talked about this before with Hartley, but Youngstown Ursuline, Harvest Prep, Cleveland Benedictine.
Ouch.
DeSales, and now St. Vincent St. Mary's, just some of the teams they've played this year.
And historically,
but that's every year, though.
But they've played Clinton Massey for the last 1,000 years. They're not very good. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to play these
But you
people.
Talk about November is Hartley time. Yep. There's a reason why.
That's well, right. as he said, you can count the number of times they've lost after week 4 in the regular season.
And that's usually
on one hand.
To DeSales in a CCL game.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the people that beat them because – No, you're going to have to be deceived to beat them.
And you, we beat the drum by saying this, but you know, Coach Birchfield, he even said, you know, again, he could put together a schedule to 10-0. He could go out there and just throttle team after team after team.
No,
but that's not going to get him where he wants.
No, he can't because those teams won't play.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, let's go ahead and fly through these scores one final time. In the OCC, Reynoldsburg beats Central Crossing 52-14. Groveport over Newark 47-21. Pick Central 34. Lancaster 8. Big Walnut beats Dublin Scioto 28-20. 20-17 was the final. Canal over Delaware. Westerville South shuts out Franklin Heights 65-0. Worthington-Kilbourn, 29-18 over Westerville North. Dublin-Jerome, 27-24, they beat Olentangy. Hilliard-Darby, 41-21 over Thomas. 34-6, Marysville beats Olentangy-Berlin. Upper Arlington, 42-13 winners over Dublin-Kaufman. Olentangy-Orange, 29-27, they beat Hilliard-Bradley. Hilliard-Davidson gets by Olentangy-Liberty, 23-20. Gahanna shuts out Grove City, 35-0. New Albany, 20. Pickerington North, 19. Westerville Central knocks off Westland, 27-6. In the City League, Beechcroft, 34-14. They beat East. Lennon McKinley, 8-0 over Whetstone. Independence, 42-6. They beat Afrocentric. Marion Franklin, 48-6. Winners over Columbus West. And Eastmore beats Walnut Ridge, 53-0. In the Mid-State League, Columbus Academy, 35-3 over Bexley. Whitehall edges Buckeye Valley, 34-33. Amanda Clear Creek, 32-7 winners over Logan Elm. 49-0, Bloom Carroll shuts out Taze Valley tonight. Fairfield Union, 49-21 over Circleville. Liberty Union gets by Hamilton Township, 19-7. 67-7 was the final. Burn Union over Grove City Christian. Worthington Christian, 51-20. They beat Rosecrans. And Fairfield Christian, 42. Miller, 16. In the Licking County League, Granville shuts out Licking Valley, 45-0. Zanesville, 40-27. They beat Watkins Memorial. Johnstown, first win of the year, 49-13 over Lakewood. Utica falls to Northridge, 43-28. And Heath beats Newark Catholic, 28-21. And then in some non-league games, 51-0, Watterson shuts out Centennial. Hartley, 34-21 over St. V. DeSales beats St. Francis out of New York, 28-6. Reedy with a shutout over Grandview, 36-0. Licking Heights, 13. Harvest Prep, 8. London, 39-0 over Shawnee. Jonathan Alder, 14-10. They beat Tecumseh. West Jeff, they knock off Fairbanks, 19-0. Centerburg over Northmore, 14-12. And Mansfield beats Mount Vernon, 26-6. Lee, your final thoughts on Week 9?
You know, it's really hard to pick out a game. I think we knew that this was going to be a fun week coming in. It was one of the more exciting weeks we've had in a while. I thought it was very, very exciting. You look at next week's schedule. You know, I get to thinking what the this week's sports.com game of the week is each week. And you know, I'm just looking through here now. You know what really looks like the best game, and it sounds kind of silly to say a 4-5 team could be a game of the week. But that Reynoldsburg Pickerington Central game looks awful, awful good next week.
I marked that as one of my games to watch, along with, because I'm a Derby guy, the Derby Jerome game, but also the Davidson Upper Arlington game. That intrigues me because that is an old time. Listen, bring a hard hat and a lunch pail. You're going to be there a long time because Davidson's not going to go quietly into the night. And Upper Arlington may be the best team in the area. So we've got, and oh, by the way, Pickerington Central, don't tell anybody. They're still pretty good.
Yeah, I still can't get over. I got him under the radar.
Guys, you mentioned all those games. There's two more that I circled. One was Pickerington North at Gahanna. I think that one could be special. And then I love this one, even though it's a little outside of the thisweeksports.com coverage area. West Jefferson 9-0 at Mechanicsburg 9-0.
Yeah, that's going to be a dynamite game.
That one should be a classic for sure as we wrap up the regular season next week, guys. Congratulations to all of our coaches that called in tonight, five of which are undefeated on the year. Ryan Wiggins of DeSales, Jay Sherritt from Pick Central, Maurice Douglas of Independence, they get a big win in the City League over Afrocentric. Here's the undefeateds: Brent Johnson of Marysville, Wade Bartholomew of Bloom Carroll, Rob Page from Big Walnut, Justin Buttermore of Upper Arlington, Bubba Kidwell of New Albany, and then we also got to talk to Brett Glass of Dublin Jerome and Bishop Hartley's Brad Birchfield. Big thanks to them, and congratulations to all the teams that won this week in Week 9. Don't forget, if you missed any of the scores, you can get them at our website, am820scoreboard.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at am820scoreboard, and get all the recaps and reviews of the games over at thisweeksports.com. For our associate producer, Chris Higgins, doing a great job in there on the phones, getting all the coaches, and the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach, Larry Wolf. I'm Ryan Baker, saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. We'll see you next week.